This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson, helping to feed the world. Researchers at Washington State University are working to modify soybeans through improved nitrogen use and, so far, have increased production by 36%. Professor Mechtild Tegeder says if the plants make better use of nitrogen, the farmer has less to do and more to gain.
So potentially, this approach can really work in increasing nitrogen use efficiency, which is a big advantage for the farmer because you could put much less fertilizer in the field and still get really high yields and a positive effect on growth.
Tegeder says so far, all the work's been done indoors.
Our soya bean work and actually all our work right now, it's at the greenhouse stage. The next step, we need to go into the field and see if these modified plants continue to outperform the control plants in the field.
Tegeder says she doesn't anticipate any problems when the plants are allowed to grow in the fields.
This could be potentially a big breakthrough to use a relatively simple strategy to really get bigger yields and higher food production.
On top of that, Tegeder says the plants will release fewer greenhouse gases.
I think in general, I mean, if this works out, it's really, as one would say, a win-win.
Legumes account for 30% of the world's ag production, and Tegeder says higher yields will have huge implications for ag and food production around the world.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.